Good morning. I'm Peter Inch along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening this Saturday and hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about your heating, air conditioning, and definitely about curling. But most important, we'd love to answer your questions, so please send them in to inchbyinch@peterinch.ca and we will answer them on next Saturday's show. How's Mr. Gilbert today?
I'm very good, thank you.
You were out to the Horton Market last night?
We were at the Business After 5 in St. Thomas. Yeah, I've been very well. It
was good crowd?
Well, it looked like it was going to rain, and then the sun came out, so it was a good crowd, yes.
Well, you know why that happened?
No.
I drove to St. Thomas. Oh. You know, I was at the curling club, so that was when the skies parted, and Sir Peter arrived in St. Thomas.
So. Is that a fact?
Yeah.
That's good. Good to know.
Now, we were at another sunny event this past weekend.
Yes.
Out at Sunfest. TD Sunfest.
Yep. An exhausting 4 days, but a great 4 days for us.
Saw a lot of friends. Met a lot of new people.
Yes.
They all learned the sport of curling.
Street curling, yes.
And we had a little girl that she was the champion of the 4 days.
Julianne, yes.
Yeah, she was.
She was there every day throwing rocks.
Yep, the first day she was there for about 4 hours, and I thought, well, that's kind of nice. And then the next day she's back, and the next day she was back. And,
yes. Yeah.
But she had a lot of fun.
She did very well, too. So, I hope she continues and finds a curling club and joins the Little Rock program, which is what we're trying to do for curling. It gets them interested early so that when they hit all the plethora of sports that they can choose from in high school, that curling still may get an option for them.
So we want to thank everybody. We were also the sponsor of the South Stage, so there was a little music going on.
Lots of music.
Was really a great event. And this weekend, we're taking our curling rink and traveling to St. Thomas.
Are you?
And we're going to be at Mural Fest.
Mural Fest.
And we are the South Whistle Stop.
Oh.
So that's come down. We're going to have caps off for a little beer garden.
Nice.
We're going to have Steve Shaw with
Smoking
Habit.
Nice.
Doing the food there. There'll be some music playing. And there is a mural with two artists from Vancouver painting a mural. I would guess, 100-foot long mural.
Nice.
On the back of the curling club. And they started on Tuesday. And hopefully we'll be finishing it up.
And you showed me a picture it's like, okay, so what is this going to be?
Yeah.
Right now it doesn't look like much.
No, I'm going, I better not talk to him. Better, I'll just wait till it gets a little further along and then we'll have a chat.
Yeah.
Oh, can you repaint that for us? No, but it will look great. I mean, if you're around St. Thomas, there's been a lot of murals going up on sides of buildings and stuff.
Yes.
And really looks nice, so.
Now we have some exciting news because of Sunfest. We thought we had such a great time, and we were so exhausted that we'd like to do it again.
Yep. So we're again taking our rink and traveling.
Yes.
And we're going to be down at
same place.
At Victoria Park at Ribfest.
Yes, July 28th to August 1st.
And then we're going to head out to Dorchester.
Yes.
We didn't think the dogs, that we saw at Sunfest got an opportunity to curl, so we're going to Pet Fest.
I'm about to break your heart now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm on vacation that week.
Well, that don't break my heart. That means it's a great day.
Maybe I'll just come and maybe I'll bring one of Lexi's dogs to Pet
Fest. Yeah, well, that's right. And have walk around and... But, yeah, so it will be a lot of fun. So.
Now, not only was it Sunfest, but we had a lot of people comment, and even at Business After 5 yesterday, loved your uniforms, loved your shirts. You guys look great, right? Yeah. So people were commenting on what we were wearing.
Well, I'll be wearing it at Mural Fest.
Oh.
I'll stand against the mural and I'll fit right in.
Yeah, you will fit right in.
They won't even
exactly
know who
no,
I am.
See you are, yes.
But, yeah, so, no, they were great. We're going to wear those. Make sure we get it out there. So, please, you can see us in London, St. Thomas, Dorchester. Yeah. You know, we're getting all around.
Yeah, traveling street curling show.
And then we brought some special people to town this week. We had TSN.
Did you?
And Curling Canada.
And were they modestly impressed?
Very impressed. The two event managers for the event was the first time seeing the Bud and the RBC Place Convention Center, and they were blown away by, first of all, the buildings, but second of all, how friendly the staff were and how they were willing to help, and any problems they had, they overcame, and so it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Great.
And then we're going to blow it up.
Oh.
The Brier is not going to be like 2011. We're going to have a media day where the media is going to be in and go through, be able to. We're going to take the players and go out to different places, schools and things like that. Then we're going to have a festival.
Oh, we are.
And what's that, festive? Or what's the Seinfeld?
Oh, Festivus.
Festivus?
Yes.
So everybody said we're going to have a Festivus.
For the rest of us.
Okay. On the Friday of the where it opens up. Probably will start early in the morning, carry through all day, and end with the game that night, and then back to the patch for some local flavor bands and things like that.
Oh, well, Alanis was playing last night. You couldn't kind of cock her into coming over and playing for...
I tried to yell from the bridge.
It didn't work?
She didn't hear me.
She didn't hear you. Okay.
But,
okay.
But no, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're all thinking up ideas of what it can be. And we're going to have a special I Survived the Patch on Friday the 13th t-shirts and things like that.
Oh, is that the opening, Friday the 13th?
Last weekend. So
wow.
We're going to have some fun stuff with that. And the street curling is going to be in the patch.
Wow,
so
in
you
the
come,
patch.
So you can come down, play that. So you,
I might have to challenge a few people because by that time I'll be smoking hot. Yeah.
Well, it was funny. I set it up in St. Thomas. It was a test run to make sure everybody knew how to set it up. So we set it up. I said, "Okay, you guys all try it."
The short,
eight rocks, and then they said, "Well, you do it." Button. They're going, "That's not fair. You've had some practice." I said, "Yep, 4 days.
4 days of throwing rocks." Yes.
So get down there and try it. It would be a great time.
And that's in St. Thomas at the Curling Club?
Yep. So, you know, you can go to the Curling Club and then take
Parkside Drive, St. Thomas.
And take a walk through Pinafore Park. It's just across the street.
Yep.
You know, so lots going on. If you play pickleball, bring your pickleball paddle and you can go across and play some pickleball.
I have not tried pickleball yet.
Well, we could be the St. Thomas Curling and Pickleball Club at some point.
Is that right?
So keep your eyes open. Things
keep your
are
eyes
changing.
Peeled. Okay. It's a changing world.
So we got a question, a quick one that came in.
Is there such a thing?
Well, do it quick.
Okay.
Because we're running,
okay,
running here.
Ask me the question.
Are heat pumps new to the marketplace?
Okay, the answer is no. Moving on. Sorry. You wanted a quick answer.
Yeah.
I can certainly elaborate. No, heat pumps have been around a very long time. The technology's been around forever. They've got ground source, air source, water source. That technology's been around for decades. So it's not new. They've just gotten a whole lot better at it. So efficiencies are much, much better. And we just got a better job of extracting heat either out of the air, the ground, water, and put it all back in your house in an efficient manner.
And they were really popular back in the 70s.
Yeah.
That, you know, when it was off oil.
Yeah.
It was huge at that point.
And they're back again. So talk to us about it because we'll certainly give you some information on heat pumps.
So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752. Are always online at peterinch.ca, and we will be right back. Well, welcome back. to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We were talking about heat pumps there when we went to the break. You know, maybe we should talk a little bit about what is a heat pump.
Well, it's a good question. A heat pump is it looks, I mean, I'm going to talk about air-to-air heat pumps. So an air-to-air heat pump, it looks like an air conditioner, runs like an air conditioner, but isn't an air conditioner, so you wouldn't know the difference on the outside. And on the inside, it's the same, too. There's an evaporator coil that sits above the furnace, and it does the same thing your air conditioning coil does, because it's the same thing. So really, the difference is in the outdoor unit. It looks the same, but the difference is it's going to sit up off the ground. So air conditioners sit on the ground. Heat pumps sit up above the ground, so about 12 to 18 inches above the ground on a stand or wall bracket. The importance of that is a heat pump on the outside in the wintertime when it's trying to make heat, it'll get all frosty. And if it gets too frosty, it can't breathe. It can't exchange heat. So that it goes into defrost like your refrigerator freezer does. And that ice just kind of sloughs off and drops to the ground. So if it was on the ground, then that ice would just kind of come together and start crushing in on the equipment. So it's important to keep them off the ground. So that's the first identifiable feature you'll see about it. But all it is we just move heat. And whether it's air conditioning or whether it's a heat pump, you're moving heat. So in the summertime, you're moving heat from inside the house to outside the house. And then in the wintertime, the heat pump says, okay, I'm going to take some heat from outside and move it inside the house. It's all done through the refrigeration cycle, but without getting too complicated, all we're doing is moving heat.
So what's the benefit of a heat pump versus an air conditioner?
Well, the benefit is, number one, you're buying a piece of equipment. If you buy an air conditioner, you know, you buy an air conditioner and you're using it 2 to 3 months out of the year. A heat pump, you're going to use 9 to 10 months out of the year. So really, you're getting a better bang for your buck because you're buying a piece of equipment which is designed to run. They run very efficiently, even though they use electricity to cool and to heat, that they are extremely efficient. So nowadays, with Enbridge gas prices raising, now there's a carbon tax on it. We are being directed to using more electricity, more hydro, and because of carbon tax and carbon reduction. So a heat pump allows us to do that. The new word in our industry these days is called electrification. So getting off natural gas, getting off fossil fuel, and using hydroelectricity to heat our homes, you know, power our cars, all those things. And they've been doing it in Quebec for years. Heat pumps are huge in Quebec because they're really much an electric province. So that's the reason. You know, we're trying to reduce carbon, and heat pumps are a great way of doing that.
So we had another question come in, and it says, why is my air conditioner leaking and should I be worried about it? So I'm thinking it's leaking water.
Oh, is it leaking? Or yes, it's either leaking water, or maybe it's just producing water, right?
Yeah.
So air conditioners are not only do they cool the air in the house, but in that whole process of cooling the air in the house, they dehumidify. So we have very humid weather here in southwestern Ontario. When you're trying to cool that moist air down, it's going to produce condensation in that process. So that condensation has to be drained away. So in an air conditioner, in your furnace, you'll see you've got your furnace, and then there's a box above your furnace that's called the coil. And out of that coil, you'll see some copper pipes, and then you'll see like white PVC or some sort of drain coming out of the bottom of it. That's where the water is drawn away, and it's either going into a pump or it's going into a drain system. If you're getting water leaking out in between the sheet metal and the furnace, that's a different situation altogether, and that means you need a service call because there's something going on. Maybe your evaporator coil, maybe the drain tray is perforated, it's got some leaks in it, or maybe your air conditioner is icing up and it's not working properly, and you're going to get it'll cause it's going to be a failure eventually.
Now, another one that said, and they obviously don't listen to the show every week, can a plug filter in my furnace cause the air conditioner to stop working?
Well, it doesn't stop it from working. I mean, it still works. It just doesn't produce any air conditioning because it can't get past, it can't get blown into your house. It's like putting a plastic bag over your head so it can't breathe. When that happens, that we talked about the water being formed, that water on that coil above the furnace just turns into a big block of ice. So you got a great big block of ice, and then you can't blow air past it. So it's not going to work. I mean, it's just, you'll see, if your coil is iced up, you'll see frost or ice right around the pipes that go into the furnace, or you'll see it at the outdoor unit right where it goes in at the base, where the lines come out of the house and go into the base of the unit. If either of those have ice on them, turn your air conditioner off, check your filter. If your filter's fine, you better call us.
Yeah. And then this one says, what causes one blade to come off the fan? So normally on an outdoor air conditioner, the condenser, you'll have a two-blade fan or a three-blade fan or a four-blade fan, and right, one of those blades came off. Why would that be?
Well, I would suggest it could be sometimes if you don't have a winter cover on your air conditioner in the wintertime and you have ice damming. And one of those, I've seen it where ice damming, an icicle has sheared off, dropped right through the grate and sheared off one of those fan blades. That can happen. It could just be an older unit and it's just metal stress and it's just destroyed itself. It could just be maybe it was out of balance and all that can be, you alleviate some of that stuff with an annual maintenance so they can check those things. Who knows, metal stress is a big thing, so if it's got to be old for metal fatigue, but that can happen as well.
And that, like you say, metal fatigue can be a big thing, especially out of balance. It can slowly get, and that's noise. People will say, my air conditioner is getting more noisy. Well, that can be a fan blade getting out of balance or a compressor where the motor mounts or the compressor mounts are gone.
It's dirty and it can't pull air through it. It gets noisy.
There are many thermostats out there. What kind do I need?
So, well, you need one. So there are all kinds of thermostats. If you go into a big box store, you can get inundated with different types of thermostats, and they all claim to be great and the best. We slim it down for our own use, just because we deal with Honeywell, we deal with Ecobee, and then we also deal, because we're a Carrier dealer, we deal with their thermostats, which run particular equipment. So it depends on the equipment. If you have higher end, smarter equipment, then the thermostat choices for you are very limited. So we just put a system in for a customer just the other day. He bought top of the line equipment. He can only have one thermostat because that equipment is what they call communicating. And so they need to talk to each other. So the furnace needs to talk to the air conditioner and they both need to talk to the thermostat. And so it's very specific. Other equipment we use, we typically like Ecobee as our smart thermostat. It's a great thermostat. It's Canadian made. It's easy to program. You can use it with Wi-Fi. And then we also have thermostats that we use with Honeywell. So we can get others, but those are the ones that we kind of stick with.
Well, when we come back, I had customers and people asking me how you're doing, and we'll talk a little bit of that. How you're doing. They're concerned about you, Steve. You're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752. We're always online at peterinch.ca, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We better refresh the memories of our listeners of your tragic accident on the baseball field.
Yes.
Yeah. My little mishap. Yep. When I collided with the first baseman and I lost the collision. Yes.
Yeah. 250-pound Hulk.
Yep. 20-pound or 20-year-old 250-pound young man who kind of like getting hit by a train. Yeah.
And you came out of that with a
concussion. Yeah.
And another thing you found out later on.
Bruised my tailbone. Yeah. Yes. Both. Yes. It's lovely, actually. Yes. Yeah.
And so I've had some people, you know, ask me, how are you doing, Steve?
Well, I'm doing pretty well. I played baseball last Tuesday, and
from the bench, I hope.
No. I was actually on the field playing again, and I did okay. I was my hitting's not quite where it needs to be. It just something to be, yes, but that my hitting's never been great, but. Fielding and running was good. So when I hit the ball and I was running to first base, got on my on-base percentage was probably about, 50%. One time I was running and it was clearly, it was not going to be my favor, so I eased up and then just stopped. just to put you at ease.
You're not going to take that chance.
No, I won't take that chance again. But, I mean, that's just your competitive nature kicks in when you play a sport, as you know, whether it's curling or baseball or whatever. Anyway, sometimes I still get lightheaded. If I lay down on my and I put my head back or something, then I can get dizzy. But certainly much, much better than what it was.
Good. Well, we're glad you're feeling better, and the listeners who was asking, I'm glad we were able to give them an update.
Thank you.
So we'll head right back to the mailbag. We've got some questions. How does an air conditioner work? I was told that half my air conditioner is inside my home. I thought the air conditioner was outside my home.
That's a common thought. People don't really understand. They always refer to the air conditioner on the outside of the house. And that's where the largest part of the air conditioner is. That's called your condensing unit. So that's what everybody is familiar with. And that is an important part of your air conditioner. But what that unit does outside is it gets rid of the heat. So, but how does it get the heat? So there's I call it a sponge or a collector. We call it evaporator coil. But it's in your house above your furnace. So it's called the evaporator coil. It sits above the furnace, and what it does is it's just like a big sponge. It absorbs the heat and the moisture from inside your home. The moisture is squeezed out and put down into the drain, and then that heat is transferred outside to that outdoor unit where it dissipates the heat. I mean, it's all done through refrigeration, just like your refrigerator. When you put a warm can of Coke in your fridge, and a few hours later, you come back, and that Coke is cold. That's what happens. But cold inside the fridge, put your hand behind the fridge, and it's hot. So that's where the heat's going. Takes it from your food and transfers it out to the back of the fridge.
So sometimes you even feel it blowing out of the bottom of the fridge,
yep.
Or the floor is warm in front of the fridge.
Yep.
And that's where it's from.
Yeah, so when you go into, let's just say you go into a variety store, some of them don't have their cooler compressors outside. Sometimes they're inside, and you can actually feel the heat in some areas of those, or big, but there's heat made in those refrigerators. So because they're just removing heat from the food that they put in.
So this is a good one. They must have called here. Said, how much is a furnace and air conditioner going to cost me? No one wants to tell me without coming out and spending tons of my time in the home.
Tons of time. So you are going to make an investment in your home comfort. So what the pandemic has taught us is that people are spending a lot more time in their homes and they want to be comfortable. So people are paying attention to efficiencies, comfort, better filtration, especially better air quality because of the pandemic and viral. So there's many, many things go on. And people want their homes to be comfortable. Well, I can't do that sitting here at this table talking to you on the phone. I don't know what your house looks like. I mean, I guess I could look on Google and get a picture of it, but that doesn't tell me what's going on in the house. Doesn't tell me if there's an uncomfortable room. Doesn't tell me if you have allergies, if you're looking for better air quality. It doesn't tell me how much air conditioning or heating you need. I could guess, but I mean, that's a guesstimate. That's not a quotation, and we don't do guesstimates here. So in order for me to provide you a customized, accurate quotation for your home comfort, I need to be present. I need to be in your house. I need to be measuring your house. I need to be looking at your ductwork. I need to be looking at your equipment. I need to measure airflow. I need to have a discussion with you as to what you're looking for. Are you looking for top of the line, middle of the road, just industry standard equipment? Are you looking for better air quality? Are you concerned about the air you breathe? Are you worried about ultraviolet? Do you want ultraviolet? Do you want any of those? Too many questions that I can't answer from here. I have to be in your home.
And it's, you know, again, we talk about, you know, Chevette to a Cadillac, you know, the systems you want and what you want. And it's 20 years.
Yes.
You're making a decision for.
Yes.
Not I'll throw it out next, you know, I didn't like that bullet mixer that I got, and I'll throw that out and get something different. This isn't something that you're going to do that with.
Right. I mean, it's like trying to buy a tailor-made suit on Amazon.
Right.
Can you do that?
No.
I mean, you could guess and think, well, that suit looks like it's going to fit me because I'm a 42 regular, so I'm going to buy a 42 reg. But maybe the 42 reg isn't a 42 reg in Canadian world. So, you know, you spend a lot of money on that suit and you can't wear it.
Well, and even then, this is kind of a funny story, but don't laugh too much.
Okay.
When I was on the board of Curling Canada, they wanted to update our red jackets.
Yes.
So we were to measure ourselves and send it in, and then we would get a custom-made jacket for us.
You measure it. How many times have you measured yourself?
Well, I did. Hadn't. So I went to a place where they do alterations and asked the guy if he would help measure me, and I sent it in. And that jacket didn't fit. Doesn't fit today. Won't fit ever. You know, hold my gut in and do it up till the presentation is over and then undo it and try to breathe. And
isn't that interesting? Even that, yes. So we do a consultation in your home. Like we ask a lot of questions. I have to do an in-depth technical study. I need to look at the equipment. I need to measure the ductwork. I have to just see how it's traveling throughout your house. Is there an area of your house which isn't comfortable? Why is that happening? I do all that stuff, and I can't do that from my desk in this office.
No, that's for sure. How can I tell if I have an energy-efficient system, so furnace and air?
Well, there's lots of ways. Heating, Air Conditioning, Refrigeration Institute has ratings, so all manufacturers have to have their equipment rated. So they have efficiency ratings individually, and they have efficiency ratings when they put stuff together. So your furnace can be rated, and then your air conditioner can be rated, but when you put the two of them together, what is the new rating? And with different air conditioners with different efficiencies, those change the ratings, especially with the heat pump market today. There's even more of that going on. So I can print a certificate for you, giving you a rating, but they all have to be matching. They're not going to take a Carrier furnace and match it up with a Lennox air conditioner. I'm not going to give you a rating on that. I can give you individual ratings, but not together ratings. So, I mean, that's why we prefer same systems, because they're designed to be together, and then I can provide efficiency ratings for you. But we talk about that when we're in your home. Another reason why we like to come to the house, just to explain all that stuff to you and tell you, because it's critical these days, if you're trying to get a rebate for heat pumps, that we have proper efficiency ratings. Otherwise, you're not going to get your rebate.
You're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. You have somebody to shout at. I want to see. This guy even turned to you and said, you won't even remember.
That's right, and that was David Tonner. He is a longtime customer and had to come up to the home show, or not the home show, the
Sunfest,
and came up to us and said, I love your radio show, just want to talk to you guys, yada, yada. And so we spent quite some time. He had a question about a water heater and about he had it installed, and he was concerned that he'd gone a year and a half without taking any water off the base of the tank and the maintenance, and worried about that. And really my question to him was, well, is it a plastic valve, David, or is it a brass valve? Because if it's a plastic valve, don't touch it. If it's a brass valve, you're probably still okay. So he came the next day, and he gave me a picture of the water heater and the valve, and it was a brass valve. And I said, you can take water off the base of that and just take a little water off and make sure you do it from now on till, and your tank will last a little bit longer.
Wow, you remembered.
David Tonner, yes.
Wow. David, I didn't think he was going to remember. But congratulations, Steve.
Thank you.
A little more
Thanks.
Faith in you today.
Thanks. Yeah, see, my brain is working. Yeah.
And we did have a few people come up and said they listened to the show.
We did, yeah. It was great, actually.
The other guys would drop their heads going, oh, no, their heads are going to get bigger than what they are now.
You got a treat at Sunfest. In fact, five of my coworkers all got treats at Sunfest.
Yes, from Liz. Thank you, Liz, for the chocolate chip cookie.
Yes.
I even sat down in the chair to enjoy that cookie.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Well, I don't think I did. I think I was still running through children throwing curling rocks.
But it was nice to meet Liz.
Yeah.
And nice to thank you for the cookie. That was very generous of you to do that. So we all were.
And I got my Starbucks.
Yeah, yeah, I know. And I didn't have to wait 14 minutes
exactly.
in the drive-thru.
Exactly, yes, so it's all good, yes.
I will never, that's 14 minutes I'll never get back in my life.
And did people realize that you had a birthday?
At birthday? That was a while ago.
I know, but we didn't talk about it last week, so we need to talk about it this week.
Well, no, that's like 2 weeks ago. Well, yeah, we don't need to talk about it.
Well, we do need to talk about it because our listeners need to know that you your birthday's on the 4th of July.
Yeah. U.S. celebrates my birthday.
The whole United States of America celebrates Sir Peter.
Yep.
Yeah, so just a belated happy birthday to our listeners, to you, Mr. Inch.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Was an enjoyable birthday. So.
It wasn't enjoyable?
It was enjoyable.
Okay, all right, okay, all right.
Yeah, I had COVID. I will never forget that birthday. So. Had a question come in. Will you test air ducts to make sure the leakage does not exceed recommended levels?
We are not equipped to do that. So there is a company in London. I think they're called Zettler, and they are in the Lambeth area. They would be more than happy to perform that service to you. They were very instrumental when the pandemic was around, and dentist offices had to measure air rates, air changeover rates, and they were very busy during that time because they did all that. I'm sure they did many schools as well, but they are qualified with that. They'll have all the proper devices and measuring devices for that, that they can calculate airflow out of registers, leakage, all that stuff. So I would recommend calling them.
Another one that came in, will you include a fresh filter as a part of your regular maintenance?
As opposed to a stale one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, our maintenance plans, we include the filter, and not just a 1-inch, we'll include up to a 5-inch filter on our maintenance plan. So when you call us, when you are a member of Peter Inch and Associates. And being a member doesn't just mean you pay for a membership. Our membership also includes an annual maintenance and a filter change as well.
And if we don't have it, we can definitely order it. But the popular filters we carry, the guys carry in their trucks.
Yep.
But if there's the, I call it the M1056, and anybody who has an M1056 will know what
you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah, we do even carry those in the shop here if somebody needs those.
Yeah.
Where did that question go? Says, will you provide make models of equipment, including model numbers, names, manufacturer, warranty, documentation, and energy ratings? Will you provide that when you go out to quote?
Well, that's a good question. Our quotations are done through our software program, and our software program does include all of that information. So when I give you a quote, it's going to tell you exactly the make, the model of the furnace I'm quoting, along with the matching coil, air conditioner. All that information is provided for you. So if you want to look it up online, I guess you can do that. We don't hide those numbers. We don't hide the fact of what we size, because we know that we size correctly when we're making a quote, because we do a heat load, heat loss calculation. So all those things are done. So, and then warranties, we talk about warranties. We talk about warranties when you become a member on new equipment. So we go through all of those things when we're in your home. And another reason why we need to be present, having a discussion when we're in your house, giving a quotation.
So a kind of a tie off that, what is the best way to choose a system? So a system to us is furnace, air conditioner, filtration, humidification, the whole thing.
Right. So it's a good question. We like to customize things. So we do that through consultation. So when we're together with you, we just ask a lot of questions. We ask you about lifestyle and efficiencies and comfort and all those things, because they all make a difference. I mean, are you going to be in the house in 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? Is this your lifetime property? All those things make a difference. Do you want enhanced control of humidity? All those things make a difference. And then we take all that information, and then we talk about product, and we let you select it. So we help. We help by telling you what equipment does, and then we allow you to kind of pick your own.
Now, you know, this week we didn't interview anybody, and I know that's your favorite part of the show, because I'm not in the studio and things, you know, you enjoy that.
I like it when you surprise me with it, and I'm really not prepared at all, yes.
Well, I'm giving you a heads up.
Okay.
You're going to interview probably 10 people.
10.
10.
Great.
Over the next few months to do with the Briar.
Oh,
so we're
cool.
Going to bring Andy Henry in to talk about the ticket packages.
Awesome.
And when they're available.
Okay.
We're going to get Nolan Thiessen to come in, you know, and talk to you about the athletes and the preparing for a Briar.
Okay.
We're going to have Maddie and Marcy talk to you about an event manager's perspective of the Briar.
Okay.
And Ken the Patch, who looks after running that and what's involved there and what the patch is going to be. So we're going to do all these kind of crazy interviews just to give people a feel of what it is to bring the Briar to London.
Awesome. Well, you know, I will enjoy doing that. I don't, you know, I do like interviewing, so I think it'll be good.
And the Tourism London will even be in, so they can talk about their part and their involvement and what they do.
Now, a shout out and a happy birthday to Mayor Ed Holder.
Yep.
Are you going to get Ed in here so I can kind of grill him too?
He's a pretty busy guy.
Well, so are we.
Yeah. So, but maybe we can go to him to do the interview.
Oh, okay. I got to go to Ed.
We'll have to get one of those mic
little
and
portable
recorders,
things. Yes.
And
yeah,
you
yeah.
can go do
get
him.
My camera crew out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we want to thank everybody for listening today. When we are not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. To listen to this show or any of our shows, go to peterinch.ca and hit our podcast button at the top of the homepage. As we say at the shop, life is hard. Buy the yard. Buy from Inch. Life's a cinch. We'll see you next week.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.